Obviously, we've the theme has been space, and I would say that. But you know, it's the truth. Our teachers and workers, they've spent the galaxy as we learn how we can shine the light of Jesus. All situations of life, when we don't get along with people, when things are going good. When life just feels dark, we need the light of Christ. John 1:5 says this, that his light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. Think about it, light is fascinating. And light is really all God's idea. Genesis 1 tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light," and light bolted out of the mouth of God at 186,000 miles per second. Light overcomes. Light overpowers. Light illuminates. And there is good reason why Jesus is referred to as the light. And so we continue with the same stellar theme this morning. Much of this message is one that some of you have probably heard before, because I gave it probably 10 years ago. It's based on a message that I heard from Louis Giglio. I've heard it several times, but every time that I hear it, it speaks to my heart, and I'm just in awe of who our God is. But when I began to research for how we would close Vacation Bible School, had to go as we make much of Jesus. If you are able, please stand out of respect for the Word of God as we look at Colossians 1, 15 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything might have preeminence. For in him the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. My favorite passages. Just it's all about Jesus, in case you weren't aware. It's talking about Jesus. Now, research tells us that there are over 700 names and titles for God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Word. And each one tells us something about who he is. And right off the bat here in verse 15, we see that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The image of the invisible God. Now, we know what an image is, but here's the exact definition: a physical likeness or representation of a person, animal, or thing, photographed, painted, sculpted, or otherwise made visible. An image, the first blank outline if you're taking notes, is a reflection of the likeness of something. So when it says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, it means that Jesus is the one true God made visible to us. And if we're not careful, we will miss the significance of that. Is the one true God made visible to us. Dive in here. We've been on vacation back, but man, it was a great trip. We went out west this year. We started in Yosemite, and Yosemite, if you've never been there, the largest rock face wall is right there, El Capitan. You may have heard of it. It's 3,000 feet drop. Our way through Idaho and Wyoming, and if you've never driven the Chief Joseph out of Montana going to Cody, Wyoming, man, I recommend it. It's probably the second most beautiful drive I have ever been on, second only to the road to Hana in Hawaii. Big does not quite describe it. It is huge. Vast does not describe it. Some of the most beautiful views I've ever seen, and words that I have, they're not good enough to describe it. So think how big some of the things on this earth are. Capitan, climbers love to climb El Capitan, and we stand back in the distance and we took a picture, and when we zoomed in, there's a rock wall, and you can't even see them from down below. Still, we see out to space. I've got some pictures. I brought some pictures with you today. El Capitan, it's so huge. Idaho, Wyoming, they're so vast. But look at this. This is our sun. This is an artist rendering. Now, we have actual pictures to back this up. An artist rendering of our sun. Now, I don't know if you can see it or not in comparison to the other planets, but Earth is right there. It's only a dot compared to our sun. Just a dot. So here, this Earth, this wonderful Earth that the Lord has created, it is so huge when you stand in the midst of it, and yet the sun makes it pale in comparison. Now, the sun is big until we go a little further out, and we see some of these other pictures. Until we start looking at some of these other stars, Rigel, Aldebaran, Betelgeuse, Antares. Antares is big. Notice this. Antares, Betelgeuse, we have some of these other, Arcturus. You can't even see the sun on this picture. Let that sink in for just a minute. It's less than one pixel compared to Antares. And yet here we are. El Capitan is so huge until you compare it to something that really is. And just think about this. Antares is just one star amongst billions of stars hanging in a vast universe. The universe is big. But church, here's the point. If we are believers, if we know the Lord, our God spoke them into existence. And our God holds the entire universe in the palm of his hand. Incredible truths. God is big. That's the next blank on your outline. God is big. Psalm 147:4 says that he determines the number of stars, and he calls each one of them by name. Job 9:8-9, he alone stretched out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He made the Bear and Orion and Pleiades and the chambers of the south. What an incredible creator God we serve. And so think about it just for a moment. All these planets and stars, and the universe, they are so big. And the all-knowing, ever-present God who created everything is so big. How small are you and I? How small are we? A fraction of a pixel. And yet, he sent himself in Jesus, the image of the invisible God,
the likeness, the one true God made visible to us. He sent him to this tiny micropixel planet so that we could see God and talk to God and have a relationship with this big God. And so when we read Colossians 1:15 and say that Jesus is the one true God made visible to us, there is incredible depth and weight and significance to that truth. God is big, and yet he cares about seemingly meaningless humanity in the big scheme of things. The next blank on your outline, we also see in Colossians 1:15 that God is invisible. God is invisible. The Greek word here is aratos, that means that which cannot be seen. God told Moses in Exodus 33:20, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. There is so much glory, there is so much power, there is so much energy and light in the one true God that no one can see his face and live, which is again why it is so incredible that he sent Jesus to bridge that gap between us and God. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Now that phrase, the firstborn of all creation, it can be a confusing one until we realize that that is an expression. So don't think of Jesus as having a physical origin here. Because he didn't. He has existed since before time began, forever. He was born onto this earth, but he's existed since before the beginning of time. He, like God, was never created because he is God. And listen, if that doesn't make your head hurt, I don't know what will. But it's part of what makes God, God. But what Paul had in mind as calling him the firstborn of all creation was the rights and privileges of the firstborn son, especially a son of royalty who would one day inherit sovereignty. That same expression, firstborn, is used of David, who was the youngest son of Jesse, who was not the first king, but the second king of Israel. Psalm 89:27, I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. And so David, this youngest son of Jesse, would one day be king. He would receive the rights and privileges of the firstborn, just like Jesus is the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, meaning that he has the rights, the ruling rights of a firstborn son. There's an entire message in that statement. Look at verse 16. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. So all things were created through him. What does that really mean? Well, we can understand it like this. When we make anything, when we build a house, when we pour concrete, when you make a piece of clothing or you bake a dish, anything, there is a process, and without the process, you don't get the final product. And so Jesus is the process. He's either part of the process or all of the process that God used to create everything there is, meaning that Jesus is creator, except he didn't just take ingredients and make the universe. He made the ingredients to make all that we know from nothing. Think about if you had to make the ingredients to make lunch today. We would go hungry. I mean, all of us would go hungry. Without Jesus, there would be nothing. And so it just adds to the awesomeness of who Jesus really is. All things were created through him and for him. And so when we put all of this truth together, Jesus, the light of the world that we've been studying this week with all the kids, is the one true God who is beyond big, who is so holy and glorious that we cannot even lay our eyes upon him. Jesus is him made visible to us. Everything was created through him, created to praise, created to shine that light that we talked about at the beginning of the message. Psalm 19, 1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. What that means is that all things were created for his honor and for his praise. To glorify Jesus is the goal and the purpose of all of creation. Look at Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. And so the question becomes, if all of creation was created to praise, how do they do it? Well, for that answer, we're going to go back to outer space. The next blank on your outline is the Vela Pulsar. The Vela Pulsar. So just to refresh your memory, a light year is, it's the time that light can travel in a vacuum in 1 year's time. It is 5.8 trillion miles. Now, the Vela Pulsar is 1,000 light years away, about 200 million times around the Earth. The Vela Pulsar is a highly magnetized neutron star. And what this means is that this star exploded into a supernova. I think we actually have a picture of it. It collapsed on itself, and because it is a pulsar, it began oscillating on its axis. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, yeah, you already knew that, didn't you? You already knew all of that stuff. I had to look it up, but you guys already knew that. It oscillates 11 times per second. And I don't know if you can see it or not, but there's a radio wave jet coming out of it. It's shooting this radio frequency. We have amazing pictures, but scientists using our tax dollars, be happy, our tax dollars hard at work. They have pointed these satellites that record radio waves. And they've got recordings of what this sounds like. What this is doing 24/7. Right now as we speak. And so, here's what it sounds like. You can hear it? Kind of reminds me of a helicopter, maybe? That's what this star, the Vela Pulsar, is doing 24/7 as it oscillates on its axis 11 times per second. Psalm 148:3, praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. And so it's almost as if the Vela Pulsar thought, well, now, how can I do that? Maybe I'll rotate on my axis 11 times per second, and I'll just send out this radio wave, and I'll join in the symphony of creation, praising our God. Are you with me? The next one is 47 tuck. The next blank on your outline is actually 47 tuck. 47 tuck is 16,700 light years away. It's a beautiful cluster of stars. There are 12 super giant blue stars. And again, turn to your neighbor and said, you already knew that. We already knew. Everybody already knew that, right? Here's what it looks like. You see this picture. There are 23 millisecond pulsars, which is a pulsar with a rotational period in the range of about 1 to 10 milliseconds. And again, our tax dollars hard at work have recorded what these sound like. 16 of these millisecond pulsars, and so here's what they sound like. 24/7. That's what these stars sound like. That's what they're doing. It's all simultaneously. So you give about 2,000 kids a kazoo and tell them, go to town. That's kind of what it reminds me of. How can we, they thought, how can we praise the Lord? We'll send out these audio tones and we'll join in the symphony praising our Creator. The next one, it's called PSR BO329-54. PSR BO329+54. Now, this is a super Earth exoplanet that orbits an unknown type of star. It takes 28 years to complete an orbit. And while we don't have a picture of this one, we do have the audio. And again, this is a typical normal pulsar. It rotates 1.5 times per second. And here's what PSR BO329-54 sounds like. We get the idea. 24/7. This star is just emanating this sound. Now, church, this is just three stars, three of billions of stars. Psalm 148, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heaven of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. If we skip down to verse 7, we come back down to earth for just a moment. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, and all the depth, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Colossians 1:16, all things were created through him and for him. The sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the vast canyons, Yosemite, you and I were created to praise the Lord. All things were created through him and for him. All things were created to shine his light. Again at verse 7, Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures, in all the depths. When I think of sea creatures, whales come to mind, blue whales. They can weigh up to 200 tons. They are enormous creatures with their very own language. And again, we have recordings of what they sound like. You can Google it. There are hundreds of videos of these whale songs. It's how they communicate with each other. It's how they sing praises to the one true Creator God. This is what they sound like. This is how they praise the Lord. What are they saying? What would it be like to hear what God hears as the universe shouts out to him? I want to share with you a video. And this is Louis Giglio kind of bringing it all together. You're going to hear the three stars and the whales that we've just listened to. He's going to take the Vela Pulsar that we first listened to. He's going to slow it down. He's going to add PSR BO32454. He's going to put it all together. Go ahead and watch.
Two pulsars slowed down and put in sync with each other. It's not a real groovy crowd, I know, but I know where I am, but it's kind of groovy if you hear it. And some of you want to nod a little bit, but you don't know if that's allowed at a Reform meeting, and so you just do as the Spirit leads. But isn't that cool? That's just two pulsars. And so we're going to put the millisecond guys in there. The ones you just heard, here they come. People need it really clear, like, what are they singing? And we tried this, and you just got to know this is unedited. We just dropped this on, and this is what happened. This is what they might be singing.
Cool. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. All of creation was made to glorify Jesus. All of creation was made to shine the light of Jesus, who is the one true big creator God made visible to us. Without him, nothing would be made. All of creation cries out in worship. All of creation obeys his voice until you come to his most prized creation of all. And that's you and me. We're the ones that look at him and say, no. We were all created to worship. The last blank on your outline. Do I? We were all created to shine the light of Jesus. Do I? I've got to be honest, church. Sometimes the song that my life sings is not "How Great Is Our God." Sometimes the song that my thoughts sing is not "How Great Is Our God." But I am so thankful that our God is gracious. And when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And he walks with us every step of the way. His grace, it is freely given. Philippians 2 tells us that one day every tongue will confess and every knee will bow that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As we go into this time of reflection and invitation, would you just bow your head and close your eyes? And just allow the Lord to do work on your heart today. All of creation was made to glorify Jesus. All of creation is singing, is joining the symphony, lifting up the name of Jesus, giving honor and praise to the one true God. Do I? And through his word, what has God spoken to your heart today? What needs to change? What do you need to confess? Once you confess it, he's done with it. We don't have to live in the past. We can live forgiven. We can live in freedom. But we got to confess it. What needs to change in order for us to live lives of worship to Jesus? Oh, Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. We desperately need you. Father, I just lift up this group here today. Lord, that we would, as we leave this place, in thought, in action, Lord, how we interact with others, how we do business, how we work, Lord, that we would reflect the light of Jesus. Lord, help us where we fail you. Give us strength to make the right decision. Give us strength to obey. Lord, help us to live lives of worship. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for coming out. And if you ever need to talk, you know, sometimes we don't have a traditional invitation, but if you ever need prayer, you ever need to talk, I'm here. So you just let me know, okay? Thanks for coming again. Let's stand, and we'll be dismissed. I want to invite you to Sunday school, and then at the beginning of the second service, our kids are going to be leading the kids' choir. They're going to be singing some of the Vacation Bible School songs that they learned this week, and so it's always a good time. You're welcome to stick around for that. But let's be dismissed in a word of prayer. Mike, would you mind closing us, brother?